Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You get NC State tonight, which is a Thursday night game, and then you turn right back around, and then next Friday you're playing in Athens at Georgia. So the schedule, the way this has been made up here at the end of the season, they get a couple extra days, and I'm hoping that it pays dividends for them. But this is a big one for Georgia Tech.
Yeah, and it's one of those games, it's tricky, you know, to mess around with the Wolfpack. And it's one of those games that, you know, a Paul Johnson team might struggle. Certainly a Jeff Collins team would struggle. Chan Gailey, it's one of those ones that don't let these guys, don't lose to an inferior team.
Sure.
Because I think even Georgia Tech, the most hardcore Georgia Tech fans would say, you know, throughout their history, there would be some games that they would lose that they should win and vice versa. And hopefully this will not be one of them, because certainly as Georgia Tech has done some great things, gotten bowl eligible, you know, shocked the world, and will probably give Georgia a big fight because, you know, a Brent Key team is prepared.
Yep.
They're strong defensively. They're strong in the trenches. And he's starting to really max out recruiting, which is something that's been, you know, again, dire need for Tech for years. But Haynes King, you know, probably still not 100%, but he'll be in there. You know, we've seen after the Miami game that the next guy up is pretty good. Philo can do the job. But either way, don't lose to these guys. They're a 9-point favorite against 8.5 to 9 against NC State.
NC State's going to show up because they need a win to become bowl eligible. So this is what's in their way, and that's their motivation. They're coming off of an open date. Georgia Tech, guys, whether you realize this or not, is trying to finish the season undefeated at home. They haven't lost to Bobby Dodd for the first time since 1999. So this is a big moment for Brent Key when you say, hey, we are creating a home field advantage, and let's finish the season on a high note. Obviously, the biggest one so far is beating number four Miami. But, Mike, I think you talked about Haynes King.
Right.
They're just a different team with him, man. And the unique thing about Miami is they ran the ball so effectively that they didn't have to have Haynes King throw it 35 times. The similar game plan, I think, tonight is in play. That way you can handle time of possession, and also just the run game is so important to what they're trying to do there.
We were just off the air. I'll take you behind the curtain. We were just kind of joking around because, you know, when we do get to the Super 75 conference or whatever it's going to be, you know, and probably in our lifetime when we have the big teams, NC State will probably be in that mix.
Yep.
Ugh. But, hey, Dave Doran, I guess when the expectations are low, you keep your job. He's making $5.75 million. Nice neighborhood to be in. And it's like, you know, nine wins, eight wins, 5-5 this year. But the defense, they give up a lot of points. North Carolina State is in the bottom quarter of NCAA at 30.6 per game. And they give up 140 on the ground and about 230 in the air. So I would imagine. Now, again, I don't know if I would bet Georgia Tech to cover 9. I don't know about that, but I think they win this game.
I agree. And Jamal Haynes leads the team almost 700 yards, 9 touchdowns. He's been a dude this year for them. So I expect him to have another big game. But tonight's a big one, man. And, you know, again, they were, you know, ESPN was over at Georgia Tech today.
Right.
Spending some time. You may have seen some of the footage. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw Coach. They had kind of like a little pep rally going down. You saw the cheerleaders, and they had our buddies from the Fox Brothers Barbecue were out there.
Delicious.
Which is great. And as my dad said, never trust a skinny chef. And the Fox Brothers would say they agree to that. But yeah, that was really kind of cool to see Tech. And again, I like Matthew Berry. I get a kick out of College Football Final. He didn't take himself too seriously. I'll enjoy that call tonight.
All right, guys. Tech in action tonight. We do have NFL action as well. As you know, we're your home for the NFL. And so tonight you got Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Pre-game's at 7:30. Kicks at 8:15. But we'll be talking more tomorrow about what happens with Tech tonight. And by the way, speaking of tomorrow, Mike, we are out and about at Twin Peaks and Buckhead tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Join the party. Chris, are you coming out?
Hell yeah.
I didn't know if you're working or so. I didn't know. Sometimes Chris has to work a night shift and he misses out on the free shots. I mean the fellowship.
The fellowship is exactly what he misses out on when he's not there. But he's not going to be not there tomorrow. He will be there. And we expect you guys to come out and hang out with us as well.
And you better get there early because we're off at 6.
Oh, good call. That's right. So don't hesitate.
Big high school football palooza for the playoffs.
Yeah, man. And it's that time of year. This is a great time for you guys. Listen, Georgia high school football fans, this is a great time of year. It doesn't matter where you live. There's great games going on, and so Sam and Coach will have all that for you starting at 6 tomorrow. But, yeah, we're out there at Twin Peaks. Hey, as we continue our conversation, and we started today, it was kind of interesting because we're talking about the fact the Hawks lose and talking about Chris Sale. Congratulations again, winning the Cy Young. It's a big deal. Season didn't go the way we wanted, but this is a nice feather in AA's cap to say, hey, look at our talent evaluation, and we're willing to take risk on guys, and it paid off. It's not always going to do this. We're not always going to go get a Cy Young Award winner. But, Mike, moving forward, we said, hey, you've got some building blocks here. And now, if Strider can come back, and I'm not doubting him, I'm just simply saying the reality is they've already said he's not going to be ready at the start of the season. So when do we see him? I don't know. Maybe end of April? Maybe early May. Who knows? I don't know. But when we do, what does he look like? And can you say, hey, Chris Sale and Strider at the top of this rotation, we still need another guy?
Yeah, man. And just a matter, do you want to go get his crochet from the White Sox? Apparently, we keep being mentioned. Now, this is writers putting this stuff out there, but there is a vibe that if we do lose Fried, and again, the qualifying offer is just a part of the process. He didn't test free agency. And if he gets north of 150, the Braves, we perceive them to never come into that neighborhood, right? But then again, Crochet's not going to be cheap either. From the White Sox. And you got to turn around and give him a deal eventually. You do get him, Chris. You get a measure of salary control with Crochet because he's only, what, 25?
Yeah, basically you would be able to do what you want to do with Fried, but not be able to and lock him up.
Yeah, well, listen, he's given us, and this is the other part, and I hate to say it this way, but he's given us his best years. You are now moving on from a guy who's going to get 5 or 6 years, but I don't know if they're going to be his best years. And that's part of this decision-making when you start talking about these pitchers. And I hate it for him, Mike. We've talked about it. You know, when you've got control and from a guy that gets into your minor league system or you trade for him and you've got their rights for the next 4, 5, 6 years, it is what it is. And they get raises, but they never get a chance to make the money that you're talking about until now.
And that's the thing. Crochet looks like an up-and-comer, as you guys know. He's 26. And again, he's got this year. 26, and then at 27, he's out of his arbitration eligible.
Yeah.
So, to your point, they love that salary control. We know the Braves always go for pitching with a Groupon. With Chris Sale, it worked out great. We already talked about him winning the Cy Young and getting the presentation live from a pretty cool man, Mad Dog, Greg Maddux, doing it last night. But this is the only chance Fried gets to get paid, Carl, to get the big payday. And if I'm...
I don't blame him.
I don't quibble over... Yeah, no. People go, I always love these guys. And you and I joke, because Freddie was the same thing. Well, why doesn't he give the hometown discount?
No.
Please. You're telling me you're going to leave 20%, 10% on the table? Come on. I mean, yes, you don't mess with being happy. My dad always said that, but my dad never had a chance to make $150 million either. Could Max survive in New York with that media? He's such a low-key guy. Nothing seems to rattle. I don't think that would be an issue.
No, I don't think so. I think he'll be fine wherever he ends up. I just hate it that he may end up with the Mets, and we'll have to see him quite a few times in our division if it plays out that
White way. White Sox, by the way, don't want to trade Crochet to the American League teams. That's also in the sporting news. So that would mean the Braves might be in the mix.
National League. We'll keep our eye out. Yeah, well, of course they are. Chris just said the Dodgers are in on Fried. Who are they not in on? They're so loaded.
I know.
They're so loaded. And I saw a report a few weeks ago that, you know, Walker Buehler was somebody that the Braves were interested in. I'd love to have Walker Buehler. I mean, he's a great pitcher.
Also kind of fits. I'm not saying you're going to get him with a Groupon, but he'd be a little bit less than what you have to pay for somebody else.
I'd love to have Buehler. But we'll see where they go. I still think that's how you have to look at this. And then the other guys that you guys have mentioned, you just see where the chips fall. For your fourth and fifth starter, but you got two that you feel like, all right, we're really good. Where's that third guy that you feel like if we get into a playoff situation, we're going to be just fine? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate all the comments and text and tweets in regards to the Georgia quarterback situation. You're going, Tarson Beck, what'd he do now? He didn't do anything.